Health on the Go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Have you tried to lose weight just to find out that it is absolutely no fun and you don't even have time or want to make the time to cook healthy meals? Well, my guest is Deborah Klein. She's an organic liaison health director. And so now, Deborah, let's talk about quick and easy meals because, you know, people during the week, we're all busy. I myself love to cook, and as an exercise physiologist, I am always working on different recipes for my kids, and as a result, they'll eat anything. But, you know, I know we get so busy that it's so tempting to just grab some crap from the freezer and throw it in.
Right, and microwave it, which is worse.
Which is even worse.
So
what do we do? How do we plan these quick and easy meals?
The key first is to have staples, staple foods that you always will have in your refrigerator and freezer. For example, organic frozen vegetables, frozen spinach, tortillas, like whole wheat tortillas or those low-carb, high-fiber tortillas, another great staple. Some low-fat cheese, some canned beans, organic, and some basics in terms of whole wheat pasta, some brown rice, the whole wheat couscous. So some basic carb sources, basic protein sources that you always have on hand. That's the first step. And have like your condiments such as salsa. So like quick 5-minute meals and some organic eggs, you know, so those basic quick things. Quick 5-minute meals are having some frozen vegetables, put it in a nonstick pan, and then put in some salsa. This is what I did last night, 5 minutes really took me. And then a whole wheat tortilla in the toaster oven with a little cheese melted on it. I put the eggs and spinach. I put some eggs also in that spinach salsa mixture. And then threw that in a tortilla with cheese. Quick, balanced meal, literally 5 minutes. And canned beans are wonderful to have on hand. By the way, beans are the healthiest food on earth. So black beans, the healthiest food. So have some organic canned beans, rinse them in a strainer. And Melanie, how you can prevent flatulence, the trick is to rinse it, get rid of the sugars that we can't digest. So you get rid of that, and then you put a little bit of beans on a tortilla or beans with some brown rice. Whole wheat couscous, 7 minutes it takes to make. It's
now,
amazing.
All of these things you're discussing, Deborah, certainly would help us to keep thin and to watch our weight. But if you are trying to lose weight, that's a little bit different. What do you think about having to go organic versus low calorie versus real and whole foods? I like to tell people to shop on the perimeter of the grocery store and stay away from those inside aisles as much as possible.
Unless you're buying your canned beans
and things, that's on the inside aisle. But what do you think about the difference between maintaining and losing?
So maintaining is, you know, keeping a healthy diet, eating how you want in terms of healthy and befriending your hunger cues and all that, and exercising on a regular basis. But also for weight loss, the main thing in terms of weight loss is that we don't overload, that we don't starve ourselves, that we don't wait too long between eating. You know, that we eat at Organic Liaison. We recommend eating within an hour after waking, about every 3 to 4 hours throughout the day. So that's also going to help you with weight loss. So how you lose weight is also what I'm recommending in terms of eating real whole foods, like you said, and eating organic. Just that change by eating organic versus the pesticides will help you lose fat. You know that those pesticides act like xenoestrogens. They call it obesogens that make us actually store more fat. So eating more organic, that one change, and like you're saying, the, you know, shop the perimeter of the grocery store, eating real whole foods rather than foods in boxes that are frozen and loaded in sodium, so then you retain more water, you feel bloated, and you're just not, you're eating a lot of chemicals. So those chemicals actually make us store more fat. So we want to eat clean and eat small meals, because that's why people gain weight. They wait so long till they finally eat, and then they end up overloading. And anytime we overload, we have more of that insulin hanging out, more fats being made. So focusing on that balance, too, is really critical. Having that carb with the protein, like I was saying earlier, that's another trick for fat loss and for feeling more satisfied. Because if you eat just carbs, that's digested in about an hour. If it's a high-fiber carb, maybe you'll get 3 hours out of it. So the protein helps you feel fuller longer because it's digested more slowly, so it slows the digestion of everything else in your stomach. So you're going to feel fuller longer. Again, a trick to be able to be lean and lose weight. And then eating more vegetarian, you know, the more Mediterranean-based diet, more fish, beans, grains, and fruits and vegetables is another way to be lean. And there's a lot of people that are gluten intolerant. You've heard about this, Melanie. You're getting a lot of people that you're working with that are very gluten intolerant. That's another area to look at, because maybe that's why you're bloating and feeling heavier. It's because you're not able to tolerate that gluten. So going more like fruits is your carb, rather than all the grains or gluten-free carbs, with the protein, another quick way to lean out and just staying hydrated, drinking tons of water, keeping our urine clear is the best test to tell whether you're hydrated or not. So keep sipping all day. And the quick and easy meals, it's wonderful what you're doing with your kids, Melanie. Like, you're trying new foods, introducing them to new foods. That's wonderful, because then, you know, you're going to get more of more vitamins and minerals in you. Eating a variety of foods is key to getting all the vitamins and minerals that we need. So,
but the thing is, Deborah, now for some people, you know, maybe they want to plan on Sunday and maybe even make a lasagna, some chili, things that they can just take right out. But when it comes to salads, salads are my family's favorite food. We love the colors. Every vegetable is welcome. But salads are a pain in the, you know what, to make. They really are. And so that's why I
and
think
they don't last.
No, and that's why I don't think a lot of people like to make a salad every night. But I want raw chard and raw kale and all these mixed greens. So what do people do about the salad? Have everything ready so you can just throw it together?
That helps. But you got to make sure it's really dry. That you, like, if you are making a salad, organic mixed salad, that you rinse it and dry it really well and then put in the carrots. So I definitely, that's what I do. I make a salad and put it in a Tupperware, but obviously no dressing, and I make sure it's really dry. That I really dried it with paper towel.
Or deconstruct it.
And it lasts for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and I don't put the avocado in.
No, never put the avocado in until the last minute. And we kind of, I use a stainless steel bowl because that seems to keep the lettuces cold. But yeah, deconstructed so that you can just reach in, pull out your already shredded carrots and your peppers cut, and throw them together like that.
Right. That's definitely going to help you. That you can. I literally, my salad lasts for 3 days that way. It's awesome. And then I just put in my avocado, you know, immediately, and put in, I make some extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar with a little bit of agave nectar that we sell at Organic Liaison. And that I put in with a little bit of lemon mustard, you know, lemon pepper, a little bit of, you know, something like that. And then that you can put in right when you're going to eat it. And you can have your salad dressing already prepared, which I do. And I put it in a little glass dish, you know, covered. And then you can have that. And also, you saying that you really want your raw vegetables, Melanie, I really like doing smoothies. Like, I put my, you're saying the raw kale. I like putting the raw kale in the smoothie and putting some frozen spinach in the smoothie. And then we have some recipes on organicliaison.com. And that you can put in and have that for 3 days. Your raw vegetables set for 3 days.
And you can really make those tasty. And now I'm also, Deborah, into crispy kale. And between my family, my kids can eat an entire bunch of kale. And I just saute it in a pan, no olive oil, no nothing, nice and dry. I saute it in a pan until it's almost burnt, but it still has the color. It's very crispy, falls apart, and it still retained its color and everything. So that's kind of another way that you can make these things without it taking a long time. Give everybody your website.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Give everybody your website. Tell them where they can get more information.
Yes, www.organicliaison.com. That's organicliaison.com. You can, we have a bunch of recipes, fantastic kale recipe with some mandarin oranges, dried cranberries is delicious, 5 minute recipes. We have lots of recipes. We have menu plans that you'll be lean and clean and energized with.
Wonderful, wonderful. It's organicliaison.com. You can find recipes and suggestions to help you lose weight. Check it out. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.